Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are just as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They're milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. What did you expect?
Hello and welcome to the You Up podcast. This is Jared Freed.
I'm Jordana Abraham, and we're back.
We're back. It's great to be here with you, Jordana.
It is. It's so great because you get to tour the country doing comedy, and I get to hear about all the people who love us.
It's kind of wild.
Boost vicarious.
I mean, no? I come back and I feel like I don't want to sound like I'm blowing smoke up your ass because right. I get a lot of people that are like, "How's Jordana?"
That's so how exciting.
I feel like you're at home, like, you're like,
how am I? I'm like taking a nap. That's how I'm doing.
Just napping. Yeah. She's napping. She's just hanging. You know, but there, I mean, the people that love this show love this show. And I got to say, I appreciate it. I know you do too, right? I mean, like, it feels amazing.
I feel like it's great because you're out in the world. You see it. I see it on social media. It's amazing.
And the amount of people that come up to me and go, rate, review, subscribe. Now it's becoming like, it's nice.
It's its own joke in itself.
It's its own inside joke. Rate, review, subscribe. We got to make a hat, I think. We got to make a t-shirt or something because
Review, subscribe. I like that.
Right?
I'll get the Shot Betches team on it.
Get the Betches gnomes sewing.
Yes, the children in the factories of Starbucks.
I'm out there. I'm in these streets.
I realize in our conversation, it kind of sounds like I like live in a cave. Like, I see the people through the internet and I come out of hiding to record this podcast. While you're like out in the world, like, no, I have a life. I just don't meet anyone.
Jordana, you're the new age Mr. Furley, just looking out your window. That's a really old reference to Three's Company. But you're just like peering out at the world around you. But it is nice and it is cool and you know, it's crazy to me. And I know you feel similarly that we're helping people in some way.
No, it is great. You get the emails, which really talk about how much people are benefiting from like just hearing this, and obviously realizing they're not alone is really nice.
That's what this whole podcast is all about. You're not alone. We're all going through this. We're 10% away from each other. We're all having the same feelings and wondering, am I fucking nuts?
Right. And the thing about dating is like one day it's amazing. And the next day it's like, I don't know and everyone feels that way. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing.
Yeah.
Everyone's just kind of like faking it.
It's a roller coaster ride of emotions. And it's, it doesn't make any sense. But listen, to the listeners out there, we want to thank you. We want you to keep sending your emails, UUP@Betches.com, UUP@Betches.com. Also, this is a user-generated show. You send your emails, we take them in, we read them, we give advice, we talk about it. You gotta tell a friend.
Tell a friend, tell a friend, tell a friend. Friend.
Tell a fucking friend. Rate, review, subscribe. Make it your screenshot the phone right now. Make it your Instagram story because we got to drive this out.
Yeah, even you people bitching about your friends or telling your friends, because we'll get so many emails that are like, I want this advice about this girl I know. This is a crazy story. And then we'll get a follow-up email like a day later being like, shit, didn't realize she listens to this podcast. Please disregard that question.
That's a fun email. That's a fun follow-up. My God. And then, you know, that tickles our nuts a little bit.
Yeah. Right? We're happy that you've told a friend and now you can't talk about her.
Let's do some emails. Are you ready?
Yeah. So sorry.
Oh. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
You go. You want to go?
We got a question from a listener, which I think is a very common thing that people don't really
I love this question.
Talk about.
I love it because it's different from guys' and girls' perspective.
It is.
It's very,
very
different.
Very different. So this question is about being sort of like the only single person in your friend group, which not everyone has felt, but I think a lot of people.
Well, you know what? You know what this, you know, being the only single person in the friend group is felt from all angles. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're in the relationship in the friend group and you have the one single friend, you're kind of like stepping on eggshells.
Feel a little weird, yeah.
A little weird. And if you're that single person, you're like, you're feeling a little weird from a different perspective.
Yeah.
And
that's true.
We get questions a lot of times where it's like, you know, we want to help, you know, you don't want to pity your friend. You want to help your friend. But then you have the other side that are like, I'm doing just fucking fine.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's like, you're not really sure, like, if the person wants to be helped or if you're like, you think, again, like, because everyone is kind of faking it a little bit. So no one's quite as happy as they
Well, the people in the relationships in the group might look at that other person and be like, oh my God, that seems like a better life.
That's true. Well, this question we got is from a guy, and it demonstrates kind of the difference between how men and women view being the only single friend in the group.
So I'll read it. Okay. Hey, Jared and Jordana, your podcast is great. I'm 25, live in a big city, and almost all my friends are in long-term relationships. I've always been the single guy. As I'm getting older, the amount of you should take that girl out on a date, you need to get that girl's number, comments have kept increasing. I know my friends are just trying to make conversation, they care about me, and I appreciate them trying to set me up, but I've recently gotten laid, got a new job, and got an Invisalign.
That's great.
That's such a hilarious way to talk about yourself. None of my friends know.
I'm killing it. I've got Invisalign.
Right?
I've had sex, new job.
Can you imagine someone coming up to you like, listen, things are great.
I actually like them saying this is great, because it just goes to show that, like, everything is totally about the way you look at it. Like, all these things could totally be negatives. If you were a pessimist, it could be like, I like had sex with a stranger. Yeah. I have to get up every day and go to work. And my teeth are fucked up.
Yeah. I got to wear this Invisalign. It's hurting. I can't eat my foot. I can't chew an apple.
I love it. This guy is positive. I'm into it.
So I'm obviously have no interest in dating or making any effort to meet girls right now. This is like the Seinfeld episode where he's like, I made a promise when I became a doctor, I would break up with whoever I'm with. He's like, when I get Invisalign, I'm not settling down.
Yes, this is time to shine.
Being the single guy in the group is continuing to get more annoying. How do you deal with being the single friend and first world problems that come with it? Thanks. What do you think? I mean, this is a very different email from a guy than a girl.
Right. Girls are not usually like, I mean, obviously you don't want to speak for all girls. A lot of girls like being single. They like playing the field. They like randomly hooking up. Most girls, where you are in life is a lot of the time measured by like the people that you're around and your very good friends and what they're doing. And for girls, it can feel like you're like falling behind if a lot of the people that you know are in relationships or progressing. We're very into like measuring our own lives against others, and I'm sure men are too.
I think men are financially.
Right.
As I get older, the women thing never made sense to me until I got older, because now I see my friends having babies and they're like doing it like it's like the community is doing it together. Like all of a sudden they're a tribe. And like, you know, they're doing
girls
baby
from
classes
the time they're
together.
20, yeah, by the time they're 22, they're like, let's just make sure. I think I've had this conversation with my friends when I was 20. Like, let's make sure we get pregnant together. Because if I'm not drinking, I don't want anyone else to
exactly.
be.
Exactly. Not drinking. And then it's like, if I'm sitting there with the bullshit cartoon on TV while the kid's walking around, I want you there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And it makes a lot of sense now looking at it, because you're like, yeah, I wouldn't want to be fucking having to make new friends in a mommy and me class.
Right. Well, yeah, here's the thing about being single is I feel like if you're one of the only single people in your friend groups, a lot of the times it feels like you're like the clown kind of like performing. You're like telling them about your dates and they're like all getting entertained through like the suffering that you're going through and the guy not texting you, and they get to like feel better about themselves because they don't have to deal with that.
Yeah, you're the only interesting one in the group.
Yeah, you're interesting, but you're also like this kind of like weirdly like kind of sad clown for them, which I can understand as being like an annoying single girl thing.
That's upsetting as a guy, because like I want to tell all the women out there like the reality of it is women compete with their level of relationships.
Right, like men do financially.
Yeah, so like the girl who's getting married is winning, the girl in the relationship is right behind her, and the girl that's single is a fucking loser. That's not fair or true, but that's sometimes the reality of the brunch table.
Right.
And you're looking around being like, you know, you're just checking rings on people's fingers, you know? So it's like, would I, you know, as a guy, it's kind of reverse. If I'm at brunch and I'm single,
you're
dude,
the coolest guy.
I'm the fucking king of Bonerville, USA. Okay. And everyone else is like, what's it like, man? You know, like, if I was on Tinder, I would have killed it. Let me see what Hinge looks like.
Do you think they all really feel that way? Or do you think some of them are like happy where they are?
No, I think there's like, I think it's like a level of like, their stories can't be told.
Right. Well, they don't have, no one really cares about their stories.
No one cares.
It's all the, once you're in a relationship, it's all the same fucking story.
Yeah. And if my buddy who was married was like, yo, I fucked this bitch last night, I'd be like, that's your wife.
Right. That's what not, are you talking not cool, about? Man.
Yeah, this
that's
is kind of cool. weird. And like not that right. I'm saying I'm coming to the tables going, I fucked this bitch last night. I'm just saying like,
right.
this, you can't tell the same story. You could have the same story as a married guy, as a single guy has, and it would be weird because he's married.
Right. It's not like, oh, like, I wish I had that. It's like, what kind of shit are you getting yourself into?
Yeah,
here?
What's wrong with this right. relationship? To answer this guy's email specifically, okay. what having been in his shoes.
Do you get that a lot from your friends? Do you get them telling you, like,
fix ups.
Like, I have a girl for you, or, like, maybe, like, what's your deal?
I don't want to sound like I'm bragging or anything, but I mean, like, this guy, like, he could be mediocre looking like I am. Like he could be a middle-of-the-road guy like me, and it would be, yeah, you just get approached with these things because everyone wants to be the one that fix people up. Mm-hmm. Everyone, especially women, they want to be that person.
I love doing that.
Yeah,
we've had a whole setup. Yeah, whole setup episode.
So they all want to do it. To me, this guy, you have to resist the temptation. You have to say no to this because there's two things that happens when you're the single man in the group.
Right.
And I'll just say this as honestly as I can. You get a lot of people want to set you up, and those people you're gonna be angering along with the girl if it doesn't work out.
Right.
So you have to, if you're Mr. Invisalign, fucking go be Mr. Invisalign on your own.
Make that your dating profile.
Yeah. Invisalign 69. You gotta lone wolf it. You gotta like resist those. And if you do go into these fix ups, you have to be like, you have to take them seriously because your friends are gonna be invested in that
right.
meetup.
Which I can see is, okay, yeah, I've tried to set up like my boyfriend's friends, my friends,
sure.
and like, I have to say girls are much more into being set up. My friends are much more into being set up than guys that I know, new guys, where I'm like, oh, I have a girl for you. They're like, eh, I don't really like want to.
They should be.
I don't really want to like go there.
Every woman should be into being set up.
Into being set up.
Absolutely.
Right. Why? But guys aren't because they don't
want to. The same reason girls should be into it, or why guys are not into it. Girls should be
right,
into
they
it.
They want the guys to have a certain threshold for treating them well.
Yes.
Right.
I call it the aunt theory.
Right. Yeah.
Where you have to have one person to disappoint. you have to be, if you're dating a guy, just have one guy person right. that they could be disappointing by not treating you the right way.
And girls love a guy that's vetted. That's
yes,
like,
it's a
yeah,
referral.
This is someone that I know that's friends with someone that I'm dating. So by proxy, they're
totally,
you know, they're somewhat normal.
The other thing that happens as a single guy in the group with all the relationship people is these girls start to fucking hate you. You represent the life that their boyfriend could be having if she didn't exist. So
okay.
I get a lot of resentment from my friends, significant others, because it's like
they don't want you tempting them.
Well, this is what right. I'm talking about. The clown thing that you said connects
right.
with me, because what would happen was my grandmother, late in life, she had Alzheimer's.
Okay.
So when she came out, she's dead now.
Okay.
so it's fine. But what I noticed, she would do this thing where every time when you get into Alzheimer's, you like do these like I this is my experience with my grandmother. You do these like tricks to get you through the day.
Okay.
Like as far as like talking tricks, you didn't have to like, you didn't want to feel embarrassed or whatever. So she would just like roll her eyes at everything. So like, she'd be like, oh my God. And then her eyes would roll. So I would jokingly call her the cat clock.
Okay.
Because the eyes would just keep going. Like anything you said, you'd be like, she'd be like, she'd be like, how's the weather? I'd be like, it's nice out. She'd go, all right.
okay.
You know, and roll her eyes. That's kind of what the girlfriends do to me.
When you're telling the
just
every,
any story I have, oh,
yeah,
they turn
true.
Me into this clown so that their boyfriend doesn't think I'm a real person.
Right.
Because if I'm a real person, then I represent what their boyfriend could be actually fucking doing without them being
that's
a piece
true.
Of,
I feel
you
like
know,
every
annoying.
Every guy group has like the one guy that it's like, the guys tell the story. I almost feel like the guys tell us the story so that we know that they're like, not the like, they're like this guy's, they like, they say all the like shady fucked up thoughts that they have vicariously through this guy, like,
yeah,
oh, this guy like made us go to like four strip clubs and do this thing. And I'm like, yeah, like
everything gets blamed.
This guy, yeah, this guy, it's like you.
Everything gets blamed on me. Every
right.
shitty thing.
Yeah, or they tell a funny story about some fucked up thing that this guy did to a girl, and like then you get to feel good that you're not dating that guy.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You become the scapegoat for everything. Yeah, it just so happens that I'm the only one talking this way. I'm the only one doing these things. Right. I'm the only one with these desires. Everything gets put on me. So then every girl in that group, they start to be like, this guy's out of control.
Yeah, that's
funny. And they start rolling their eyes at you all the time. So I would encourage, like, that's how it feels. And it feels bad because you're like, yeah, I'm a real person. Like, right.
My dating life is more nuanced. I have feelings, you know.
Exactly. Yeah. And half of the stories you hear are your boyfriend telling stories about himself that he's making me.
Right.
So that it's not him.
Exactly. So he looks better because here's this guy with the terrible thoughts.
Totally.
And I'm like just relaying them to you. But I feel like girls kind of sometimes do that almost like in the opposite way. Like you have the one girl who's like pushing the boyfriend to do all this. Like I feel like every friend group has like one girl who's like doing the like crazy commitment push on her boyfriend. And then the rest of the girls use that to show that they're way more normal.
Oh, yeah.
So everyone. I'll be like, oh, Sarah's like. Sarah's acting totally nuts. She's like been dating Brad for 3 months and she's trying to get him to move in. Like she's crazy.
Yeah.
And then you can do something like slightly less crazy.
Every girl needs a crazier barometer. The best thing you can do as a couple is have one shittier couple than you.
Definitely.
Around you.
Yeah.
To compare everything.
So you feel good about yourselves.
And you have someone to talk shit about.
Exactly.
That's the only reason to live life is to talk shit. But I do. I don't. How does that? So like, as the single guy in the group, to this guy, like, just know that you're the clown. You're the fucking weirdo to all these girls, and also don't be tempted by these fix-ups if you don't want to take them. But how does it work when you're the one single girl in the group?
When you're the one single girl in the group, there is like it's more of a pity thing. That's what I'm saying. That's like why it kind of sucks to be the only single girl in the group.
I hate
like,
that people are so like, much.
Because people feel like they're like, oh, because again, it's like that's what you compete on. It's like if you had a guy in your group that was unemployed, you'd be like,
yeah,
I like want to help you. Like, let me introduce you. You'd probably try to help him get a job. You'd introduce him to people. So for girls, it's like, oh, like, and I used to, when I was single, I used to love when my friends got in relationships because I'd be like, oh, great. There's like a whole other group of guys.
New set of referrals.
There's a new set of referrals. Like if you know anyone, I mean, that's how I met my boyfriend. Honestly, but it's like there's a sense of like, okay, like we're out now, we gotta help you like get out too.
I think girls need to like not push it as hard as they do.
I agree. I think it becomes like a little weird because once it turns to be like the majority of your friends in a group are in relationships, then it becomes things become much more coupled and like the activities become much more coupled and there's less like, oh, like our girls' night's out on the town and like we're going out.
This is when the feminist movement breaks down.
Right, it does. Once there's a tipping point and there's more people in relationships than single people in the relation in the group.
Chick.
Right.
Yeah.
Then it's like, okay, now we're doing coupley shit. And like you gotta find someone to bring.
We're going to the winery today.
Yeah.
You better fucking have someone in that seat next to you.
Yeah. I mean, or you could go alone and just be like, just fucking watch couples like be happy.
But why can't they go alone?
They can. But I've gone as a person in a relationship and I've gone as a single person with all the couples and it's more fun to be in the couple if everyone else is in the couple.
Well, I would say this to women, okay? As a guy who's in a position with friends to set people up.
Right.
You know, like if I take that male position of like I'm the boyfriend of and those to me, if I'm the single, like this is my advice to the single girl in the group. You got to be more positive about it than negative. You got to act like you're the champion. You're owning it. Like, I think owning it like this guy is. If you take the attitude of this guy, I want to set that girl up more than I want. Well, everything on the app sucks.
No, I agree. It definitely is a bad attitude. I can see, on that note, I think that's like the way to be. That's you should be positive and be like excited to date and be excited to be like on your own. It can get a little like draining. I can see why it would be hard to be positive. And again, I was single for like 5 or 6 years and I would be around a lot of people in relationships, but a lot of my friends were single too. But at times it's kind of like I said, like it's being single's a roller coaster, dating is a roller coaster. Absolutely. It's like some days you're like, yeah, I'm excited to like go out and meet people and like potentially like be with someone, and some days you're like, oh, I kind of feel like a little lonely. Like everyone around me seems to be like in this committed relationship.
And that is totally normal. That's human. And understand that everyone's going through that. My point is these events, these coupley events, the winery, the bus, drinking bus thing,
right,
the happy hour, whatever it might be, you can turn it up. for those events. That's where I, like, if I'm someone out there, if I'm a single girl who wants to be off the apps, who wants to be off the guys, want to set up the girl that's at these events
having fun,
having a good time.
Right.
And I'm not saying if you're not going to be a good time at these events, then don't stay the fuck home.
Yeah.
But if you're going to come out to these and be like, hey, I'm here, I don't care that everyone's a fucking couple because I'm going to get my drinks in. And fucking go, and then if I meet someone, I meet someone. If I don't, I don't.
Right.
And I'm not going to push it.
Yeah, I think that's the if I don't, I don't thing. It's like going out to like meet someone, I think, is where a lot of single girls.
Yeah.
Kind of, like, they think it's a successful night if they meet someone or if they form a connection. But it's like you can have a good time just like dancing with your friends or like having fun or like drinking with your friends. Or,
and don't avoid these couple-y nights.
Right.
Like I would say, like, I think it's a every guy who's in a good relationship is excited to have the friend who's single come.
The girlfriend or the guy friend?
Like, what do you mean?
Like, he's excited to have, like, the...
Like, if I went out with a girlfriend, and then her friend who's, like, single was like, yeah, I got nothing to do tonight, my friend's gonna come too. If she was like, my friend's gonna come too, single. I've never been like, oh, my night's ruined.
Right.
No, it adds a dynamic to my date. It adds a, you know, like, it adds a whole different thing. And like, if this person's fun, then I'm like, okay, we got to find a guy.
Right. You're like, fucking, you're wingmanning.
We got to find a fourth leg to this table.
Right.
You know? And I think a lot of girls get afraid that they're like, oh, third wheel, fifth wheel. I think that attitude of third wheel, fifth wheel, you got to get over that shit.
Right. Cause it's only a fifth wheel if you're like sitting there sulking or something like that. Right. Otherwise it's just like
it's
another fun
flat tire.
Right. Another fun person in the group that everyone also, it's like, everyone wants to like watch you and like do all the shit that they can't do.
And I think guys are a lot better at inviting the single friend in than maybe a group of girls are.
Right, because there's a sense with girls where it's like, the person's going to feel a little left out, which like they might.
They might, but that's your fucking problem.
If you're on TikTok like me, I'm sure you've seen people obsessing over Sol de Janeiro and their perfume mists. Sol de Janeiro's fragrances are inspired by cheirosa, a Portuguese word that means to smell incredibly delicious. Designed by master perfumers, their fragrances are unique and complex. They incorporate high-quality floral, amber, and wood notes with gourmand undertones for a completely immersive fragrance experience. And believe me, they are worth the hype. Cheirosa 62 Perfume Mist, this scent brings the warm feeling of summer to you, no matter the season, with silky vanilla, subtle florals, and creamy sandalwood for a beachy vibe anytime. It brightens your day. And you got to use the products at night, go out, get your sexy on, get dressed up. I love these mists. And if you've been wanting to try these viral products yourself, there's never been a better time. Right now, Sol de Janeiro is offering listeners 10% off on their first order on soldejaneiro.com and free shipping with code UUP10. That's SOLDEJANEIRO.com, promo code UUP10. Soldejaneiro.com, promo code UUP10.
You guys know I'm a huge fan of Skims, and with warmer weather coming, I recently tried out one of their t-shirts. Skims makes the best basics and foundations, so it's no surprise that it's the best fitting tee I've ever worn. Finding the perfect t-shirt can be such a challenge, whether it's the fit or the quality, but with Skims, they make the most flattering shirts for everyone. I love anything that Skims makes. They have like the most incredible material. I have the soft, smoothing, seamless t-shirt in Onyx. It is so amazing. It has like amazing versatility. I wear it to dress up. I wear it to dress down. I just wore it to the airport. It was like a great shirt to wear that was like super comfy on the plane, but also super flattering. And I also tried the cotton jersey t-shirt. As cotton t-shirts go, it is incredible. It's honestly like a step up for any other cotton t-shirt that I own. It hits me at all of the right places and it fits like a dream. Skims t-shirts are made with innovative technology while always keeping style and comfort in mind. From crop silhouettes to long sleeve layering tees, Skims has something for every fit and every body. Shop the Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com, now available in sizes extra, extra small to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know we sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select our show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Let's do some emails.
Let's do it.
You ready? UUP@Betches.com. UUP@Betches.com. Listen, people. Keep rating, reviewing, subscribing. Take a screenshot of you listening right now. Tag us. I send a heart.
Dude, I always send a heart or even a thank you.
I send. Wow.
It's a full.
Look at you.
Yeah.
And Jordan has shit to do. Okay, I got nothing to do. She's sending thank yous. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, I got. I'm not ton to do in the cave. Just waiting for just peering waiting out. To record. All right, I'm gonna read. I'm
waiting
read the next
for me
email.
To come back with tales from the
great
abroad.
The great outside. Yeah. Well, I'm in room. Dear Jordana and Jared, as millennials go through the scaries that we now know as modern dating. As modern dating, I believe there's a new kind of relationship. It's the modern day pen pal relationship. I'm currently going through this and I have friends in similar situations. What I mean by the modern day pen pal, I mean that it's the person that you text back and forth about random shit every day without the intention of making plans. My current pen pal, I met by accident spilling a drink on at a bar. We met up the next week and had a fabulous time. I ended up staying at his place and left the next morning. He texted me that very same day and here we are a few weeks later still texting every day about random shit. I'm not saying our continual conversation isn't intriguing. I mean, we talk about things that interest us, not just how was your week. I've asked to hang out once after the first meetup, but we both ended up not being able to. So I find myself in this predicament of being pen pals with this dude. There's a part of me that believes if he wasn't interested, he would have ghosted me long ago and not kept the conversation going, but he hasn't. We're also friends on Snapchat. Is this part of taking it slow and getting to know each other before the next hangout, or is this pen pal heading to the inevitable nowhere and he's just keeping me on back burner? How do you get yourself out, or do you just move the fuck on and find another fish in the sea? My friends and I can't be the only people that find themselves in this predicament. I would love your input. Love the show.
This is a great email.
I like this email.
A lot of people in this predicament. Can I put on my lab coat and become
and
Dr. Real?
Dissect? Yeah, let's do it.
Let me get Dr. Real on this fucking person.
Right.
Okay? I have a lot of theories on this, and I think I'm right. And I'll give you... The name pen pal was created to put the blame on the other person.
Okay.
And not to say this other person isn't being a dickhead. They're a dick. But take some responsibility. The name pen pal was created so that you can absolve yourself of getting hurt and making it your fault. Because pen pal, it's two to tango, baby.
Right.
You have to write back to all these texts without asking for a plan. Every time you don't ask for a plan, that's you know, juking out of getting turned down.
Yeah, I agree. I think it's a weird time to be a woman in a lot of ways. I think one of the big things is like you're supposed to be aggressive in a lot of, and women now are supposed to be aggressive in a lot of areas of their lives. They're supposed to be aggressive at work. They're supposed to be going after what they want.
Sure.
But when it comes to dating, it's always like, don't come on too strong or like he's not going to be into. He wants to chase you a little bit. That's like sort of the mixed messaging that girls get. It's like you have to both like demand a certain level of something, but also not say it. Just like only choose the guys.
Yeah, but this girl's doing it wrong. Doing it wrong. I understand. What you're saying is absolutely correct. Yeah. I want to chase. I want to be the man.
Right.
But I also want some semblance of the girl having a little bit of power in this too.
Right. Well, you want her to have like a little respect for herself. It's
absolutely.
Almost like that's really, I think, what it comes down to. And I think for girls, it becomes this, I remember this just having this sort of like internal debate in my head of like, yeah, I want to like say what I want. And I want to like, I don't want to be in this pen pal situation because I've been in there too.
Sure.
But it's also like, oh, I don't want to like be this like aggressive girl who's like coming onto this guy and like kind of chasing this guy who doesn't really want me. So it becomes this kind of like weird in-between space where you're not really sure what to do. And I get where this girl is here.
That's not to say I don't understand where she's coming from, but she has to stop saying, well, how does this pen pal thing happen? Just, don't be fucking an idiot.
Yeah, here's what you have to say. It's like, when do you want to hang out?
You could say that. You could even be like less... If you even feel that's too much, because I understand some girls are like, I'm not that type of person. Fine. Mm-hmm. But you got to play the game. Your goal isn't text tomorrow. Your goal is seeing this person within a reasonable amount of time.
Right.
So keeping that goal in mind, if this guy's like, how's your day doing? There's a point where you can go, nothing really going on. A lot of work today. Tomorrow I'm going to go home and maybe go out for drinks. I don't know what your plan is. You can always lead it towards that.
Lead him into the ask out, right?
Yeah, you can play this game smarter than you're playing, and you can read between the lines to go, this guy ain't for real.
Right.
All he wants is text. All he wants to do is meet up late night. All he wants to do, because what happens, the pen pal is created by guys who would fuck you.
But not date you?
Not date you.
Right. Yeah, and I think that's kind of the lesson here. Honestly,
sorry.
I think that's a good thing. I think that's what people really need to hear.
Yeah.
And I think the move is either, yeah, again, lead him into this place, but you know what? It's totally fine to have like a timeline in your head to the point where you're like, I'm giving him these hints. I'm setting him up to like ask me to do something. And if he's not doing it in like 3 or 4 days, then like, I'm just not going to answer anymore. Even, this guy's wasting your time.
I'd even give everyone gets 2 weeks.
You think 2 weeks?
Listen, let's give longer than, I'll give people the benefit of every doubt because listen, this person owes you nothing and you owe them nothing. So
right, they don't, right. But if you're a girl and if you're looking to date and you want a guy who's interested in dating you, have a guy who asked to see you.
Sure.
Right,
this is what I'm saying. Right, like, if you haven't seen this person, if you've been texting for 2 weeks and haven't seen each other, that's a ghost, baby. They don't fucking exist.
Right.
They don't want, and here's what texting does for guys. And the beauty of texting for guys is that it can feel like you're getting to know someone without getting to know someone.
Right, so that's what it's almost like. There's the guys who are the bad texters who sure. like don't really give a shit, but then there's other guys who are the good texters who are like almost feigning this like
every this, text is like
feigning this connection which isn't really there because
totally.
you're not being
it's like
person.
An eighth of a date,
right?
Like every
exactly.
day you text is like an eighth
bullshit,
of a date,
yeah.
And if you get through 8 days of texting, hey, you're basically trusted enough to meet out late night. And as I mean, I'm saying that and it sounds bad.
Beware, yeah.
But this is the reality. Mindset. This is the mindset. So, hey, I'll keep texting and texting and texting until she trusts me enough to meet me in a dark bar to then
you sound
have
like a serious predator.
But
yeah.
I'm saying I'm not. Right. And I mean this in the least predatory
of
way.
No, I think this is an honest thing, which I think a lot of girls don't hear because your friends aren't going to be like, yeah, he just keeps texting you because
he wants to fuck and he doesn't want to fucking go out to dinner with you.
No one's friend is telling them that. So it's great to have a guy who does not try and have sex with you. Who's going to tell you the truth.
I'm sorry.
But it's true. It's like if a guy, it's like, yeah, that's why I say 3 or 4 days because it's like I'm a busy person. If you want to have a conversation with me, I've got shit to do. So if you want to speak to me, if you want to have a real conversation, ask me to do something. I'll talk to you
in
person. Yeah.
But this is what guys are doing, or this is what the pen pal is doing.
Right.
They have a plan. You need a plan too. So if their plan is to keep texting you and texting you and texting you until there's enough trust built up that they can get a late night meetup and a hookup and never have to speak to you again, your plan has to be to defend against that.
Right.
You can't just be a bag in the wind. You got to fucking lock in and get ready for this war. And sometimes it's going to be easy, and those are the people you should meet because they want to meet you, and you're going to be like, wow, this was so easy. Yeah, because you're not wasting your time.
Right. And when someone wants to see you, they're going to ask you to do something. That's sort of like the essence of like anything.
Everyone is busy until they don't want to be busy.
Right.
That's the reality
texter,
of life.
Right. Everyone's a bad texter until there's someone they want to text.
Yeah. And
then
it's
they're
like,
good.
And until they need a blowjob. And then all of a sudden,
he becomes a great texter.
He's pretty good.
Super available.
Yeah. Just remember that. But I think what this person is getting at is like this notion of like, well, these are just people that like to text. I don't understand what's going on. I just told you what the fuck's going on.
Right.
I told you. That's the only answer to the question because I've done it. I've been that guy. I'll keep texting. Do I want to spend my Tuesday night out with this person or do I want to be in my PJs?
Yeah.
PJs just won.
And here's the thing. It's like you can give it 2 weeks, you can give it 3 days, but you should give it a certain set allotted amount of time because after a certain amount of time, if he's not asking you out, he doesn't want to date you.
Yeah.
So stop answering him because you're now allowing him to like resonate in your mind when nothing's really going to be happening.
And there's nothing aggressive. I don't understand it. Women are like, I don't want to be aggressive. There's nothing aggressive of being like, hey, today's totally crazy. Down for drinks tomorrow. Let me know if you're around.
Yeah.
I don't think I've never looked at it and be like, whoa, what a ballsy woman we got here.
She's obsessed with me.
I've been like, ah, shit. That is the moment the lights just went on in the bank while I'm trying to rob it.
Right. I think here's the female mindset on sending out that text.
Sure.
Because I think that there's a sense of if I send out that text, I'm saying I'm down to hook up. I'm down to meet up and hook up.
Nah, I understand that. But also, hook up, you're in charge of your own life. So you can go out to drinks with someone and be like, and then they can be like, hey, you want to come back to my place? And you can
say
go,
no,
no, yeah. But I'm up for drinks again, you know, next week. Mm-hmm. You know, it's always, you know,
we want to be wary of giving off the signal that you're like down to fuck if you're not.
Fucking is a negotiation.
Right.
At every turn. It is.
It's never a done deal.
It's never a done deal. You get the right to look at the contract and go, rewrite. Here are the terms I want it on.
Right.
And I'm saying this with full mind of all the dangers out there and all the shitty people that exist. And I hope I don't sound like I'm like ignoring the idea of like a man, you're on a date with like a man who could take advantage. I understand that could happen. Yeah. Believe me. And that's awful. And that's not my, I hope.
That's not what you're talking about.
No, that's what I'm talking
right,
about. Yeah. I'm hoping that's outside of like the realm of this conversation, even though it's not in most cases. But I'm saying, if you go on a date with a guy and the guy goes, and you guys make out at the end of the date, you're making on the street. And he goes, actually, I live nearby. You go, you know, listen, I'm tired tomorrow. It's okay to fucking lie, dude. And be like, yeah. And then that's the chase I'm talking about, where it's like, I got to wake up early tomorrow, but I had a really good time. And that's okay. And I think if a guy looks at you and goes, well, fuck this bitch. Good job on you.
Good thing, right. That's an even better sign that you should. Yeah.
That you shouldn't have done it. Yeah. But at the same time, it's the guy that had a good time with you is going to go, yeah, of course I want to fuck, but I'll go out with her again because I want to meet her more.
Right.
So I just think like there's... You got to play defense. Not enough women are playing defense.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think it's like there's like a fear of like being too aggressive or of like coming off like too strong or any of those
things.
It all rolls back to that first conversation where you're like, girls afraid of acting crazy is what like gets guys to get away with so much shit.
There's that. But then there's this other version of girl that I come in contact with a lot because, you know, I'm giving advice and on dating and stuff. So a lot of this, I'm like, I don't care. You know, like if you disagree, but I'm saying a lot of girls will come back at me with this advice where I'm like, hey, just let them know, like, hey, tomorrow I'm free. Let me know what's up. Well, I don't, they can go fuck themselves. This like prideful girl.
Right.
And to that girl, I go, then this guy isn't the guy for you. Move the
fuck
on.
Right, that's what I'm saying. It's like, that's what I think that's a great point. And it rolls back to other things that we've said, which is like, stop thinking about it. Like, how do I get this guy to do these things? You should be thinking about it like, this guy who's not doing these things is not a match for me because this is what I want and this guy isn't doing it.
Have your own standard.
Right.
Oh, my standard is this guy who keeps texting is really disappointed me. Well, guess what?
Right.
He ain't your new fucking guy.
Exactly. What do I do about this guy who doesn't text me weird hours randomly? It's like, find someone who texts you at a pace that you enjoy.
And right. Listen, that's fully understanding how bad it feels to have no one texting you.
Right.
Sometimes we're texting these people just to keep our egos alive. And I do get that. Like this pen pal girl, she's keeping this going to keep a certain level of someone wants me.
Yeah, and I get that. Especially, you know, it can get lonely if you're single. There's a sense of I'd rather a little attention than no attention.
But that's a drug. Yeah. Don't get addicted to that.
It's definitely
little,
a drug.
That's a little drip of morphine.
Yeah.
Is the text
it's
that go
same,
on forever that you never meet.
It's the same fucking thing.
It's
yeah.
The same
right.
Thing.
You get that drop in your stomach when you see the text. You get excited. You don't get it. Where's my fix? It's
yeah.
Fucked up.
And it's like, listen, you got to find a new drug dealer. And that's tough to find.
Yeah. Or like not have it not be about that.
There's no better feeling than spinning around in a salon to see your hair looking absolutely perfect. But it feels impossible to keep up that same look at home. Thanks to Vegamore, sticking to my hair routine has never been easier, and I'm finally seeing the shinier, healthier looking hair I've always wanted. It's like I'm salon fresh every time. I have hair that is pretty thin and hard for me to grow, so I love the hair serum. I love that I can put it in wet hair or dry hair. It doesn't make my hair feel oily. It's a super lightweight serum. I just like the way it feels in my hair, and I love that I'm helping my hair to be healthier and I'm helping it to grow, which are two things I've struggled with for a long time. I am super pumped because I love, love, love these products. Vegamore products are 100% cruelty-free and are never formulated with potentially harmful chemicals like parabens or hormones. When it comes to seeing results, the key is consistency. For best results, use for a minimum of 3 months for visibly fuller, healthier, and thicker looking hair. When I sign up for a monthly subscription, I can get one bottle or three bottles sent. Plus, I save more and I never run low on the products I need to take care of my hair. Elevate your hair wellness routine this year with Vegamore. For a limited time, get 20% off your first subscription order by going to vegamore.com/UUP and use code UUP at checkout. That's vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP to save 20% on your first order. vegamore.com/UUP, code UUP.
It doesn't have to be expensive to upgrade your wardrobe with luxury quality items. Quince is here to transform the way you shop with a range of high quality items priced within reach. I love what Quince is doing. They're basically taking the expensive label off of the clothing and giving you stuff that's just as good. They have cashmere sweaters, they got jackets, they got everything. I love their socks. Right now, you're pulling socks out of the drawer and you're going, oh, it's that pair again? Get Get rid of that pair. Treat yourself. Quince. Not just the socks, though. They got everything. 100% Mongolian cashmere sweaters for $50. Organic cotton sweaters, washable silk tops, and timeless 14-karat gold jewelry. The best part, Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middlemen and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, so you can feel good about what you're wearing on every level. Indulge in affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/UUP for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/UUP to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/UUP.
Let's do another email.
Let's do another email. Do you want to read this one?
I'll do it.
Okay.
Jays. That could be Jews. That could be Jordana and Jared. That could be a number of things. I have a simple question. I broke up with my ex about a year ago. I've since been seeing someone new for about 9 months. It's a quick turnaround.
Yeah.
And things are going great with her. After the split, we unfriended each other on everything except Facebook. Now I am wondering, when is it okay to follow an ex again after a breakup? What?
Right.
We're both seeing someone new, and I have no interest in getting back with her. Should I leave it as is, or is there a proper way to refollow?
So emails like this make me think that guys,
there's just something
fucking different.
Idiots.
I'm like reading this, and I had to include it because I was just like, I had to ask you: is this something that guys want to do or think about?
No refollow goes unnoticed.
Yeah, that's if I had.
There is no
if
such
I saw
thing.
A refollow, I would be like. I'm astounded at the balls and the like.
I've had girls get mad at me and then they'll, you know, I don't notice an unfollow. Do you?
No, I definitely not right away.
It's tough to notice on Instagram because it like Twitter it was like so and so follows you. Instagram doesn't really have that
you
as
have to,
much.
Like, search for
you have
it.
To really
right.
care. I don't. It's funny when I'll have someone unfollow me and then like all of a sudden the girl will refollow once she's like. Come to terms, feeling okay.
I'll be
like,
over.
Look who's coming back.
Not so mad anymore, yeah, huh?
Exactly. I've never thought nothing of it.
Right.
So to this guy, she's going to look at that and go, that relationship's fucked up. That guy wants back with me.
Yeah. I mean, like, I find there to be zero reason if you're in a happy relationship to refollow an ex.
And it's interesting to me because I'm thinking, hearing this, I'm going, she's fucking private. He wants to see what's going on.
Do you think he's as happy as he says he is?
No.
Right?
I think it's a 12-month relationship, and then now it's 9 months in, so that means he was broken up for like 2 months or something, 3 months?
Yeah.
3 months.
Don't fucking follow
podcast.
Her.
No.
Just don't do it.
Also, look at your relationship and see if you're into your girl still.
Yeah, that you're not. It's like not only has he thought about when the proper protocol is to refollow the ex, but he emailed us.
Yeah, listen, he could have refollowed.
That's dedication. Yeah. Don't follow her. Follow us. Rate, review, and subscribe.
Yeah. And also, listen. Anytime you have the moment where you're like, should I refollow an ex? Here's the answer: don't.
No,
it's never a good idea because. You are, with every follow of someone you know, it says something.
Right.
Nothing exists in a vacuum. If likes didn't matter, we'd like every post.
If an ex followed you, would you follow them again?
Follow them back?
Yeah.
So you if I wanted to fuck them.
But not otherwise?
Not otherwise.
That's fair.
If I wanted to fuck them, I'd follow them back and I'd be like, and I'd start the tango. Start liking shit.
Right.
Oh, hey, it's
but
been a while.
If you're happy, there's no reason to...
No, and if an ex followed me, would I block them or something? No, I would just like let it be.
You would wonder what made you would feel a little good because you'd be like, this person, I'm clearly winning.
I would feel good. I would also have a little bit of like, ooh, what's going on in their life? Who would they just break up right. with?
Who hurt you?
Yeah, why are you coming back to Joe Stable?
Yeah,
you know?
There's just no reason to like reignite a like communication or friendship with someone that like you are no longer with.
It's okay to just be fine with people.
Yeah.
Everyone's a fine person.
You don't have to be friendly.
No.
It's unnecessary. Let's do another one. Hello, love the podcast and have been spreading the word to listen. My question is about my serious boyfriend. We've been dating for a year and a half and I absolutely adore him. We are 28 and 29 and both have demanding jobs that inhibit us both from going out a lot. As a rule, I don't drink Sunday. to Thursday and live a pretty intense, healthy lifestyle. So does my boyfriend, and it's something that we're both passionate about. However, I do love a cocktail, and occasionally, maybe once or twice a month, I like to go out with my gal pals.
Hey, girl.
My BF has openly told me he doesn't like it. Not for me hanging out with my girlfriends or anything psycho like that, but for the drinking part. Maybe that is psycho? A little bit. I like Jordana, can occasionally be a huge brat when I drink.
Uh-oh.
But for the better part of my relationship, I've totally tamed it back and stopped the annoying random arguments after one too many glasses of wine. But he still gets annoyed when I drink. He also has the fabulous habit of counting my cocktails and then shaming me the next morning when and if I am hungover. We've talked about it and he has gotten better, but I think I'm entitled to have a gal's night out and to occasionally have one too many cocktails. I work so hard during the week and love to blow off some steam. I don't like to talk about it with my friends and I'm hoping you can give me some advice. Please be nice. He's really a doll, just super annoying about drinking. XOXO, very sober bitch.
This is a tough one because we only know so much.
Right.
But there's things in her email that tell me something about her.
About her.
There's a few things. I mean, counting drinks, that sucks to be around.
No one wants to feel like they're being like babysat.
But if someone, for every action, there's a reaction. So if she's admittedly kind of a brat,
right?
I have a feeling she's
a maniac,
a pain in the fucking ass when she's drunk.
Right.
And if he's gotten to the point where he's great on everything else, but now he's counting drinks, that's his passive aggressive way of being like, you're fucking, I don't like you when you're drunk.
Right.
And you get a certain way and it becomes my responsibility. And every time you go on these girls' nights, you become a drag on my life.
Right.
And this is just, I'm making assumptions on assumptions because of the way the email is written.
The way that she's phrased it, right.
Like she writes that, I work so hard. Everyone's working hard, bitch. Right. Everyone is working hard.
Working hard doesn't mean you're allowed to act like an asshole. Exactly. Right,
so when someone says, I'm working so hard, that's them elevating their time above the normal person's time.
Right.
And I don't mean to like make her feel badly. I'm just saying like, you're just like everyone else.
Right. Well, I mean, it's kind of like saying like, I work so hard. I deserve the right to come home and like beat the shit out of you.
Yeah.
Well, like, I deserve to let off some steam.
Yeah.
It makes me feel good.
I
like
I
work
I
so hard.
Yeah.
Like that sounds like some battered wife shit to me.
Yeah.
Did
you get that vibe from the email? Because the counting drinks thing is like a douchey, like, annoying thing for a guy or girl, anyone to do,
right?
Especially if you're not an alcoholic. But it feels like if it's only happening on these girls' nights, that you're going out on these girls' nights and getting to a point where you come home and you're like, and you're crying or you're giving him shit or your jealousy comes out, and it comes out in this bad way. So, you know, you can only drive your own boat. So like maybe becoming a little more self-reflective.
Right. Or like maybe knowing that you are annoying around your boyfriend when you drink, that's fine. You can also go out and do that and then like not hang out with him that night. Right.
Yeah. You can do a girls' night and like sleep at their place.
Right. Or just like not, you know, not have to interact with them. Like it's okay to like not, if you're not in like the right mode where someone's not like going to make your energy better, you could just not see them that night.
Yeah.
Or like,
I mean, that's great advice. I mean, the idea of like, hey, you know that spot is going to make you into like not deal with someone the right way.
Right.
Take away from that spot. Take that out of the equation.
Take it out of the equation.
Or take a look at your drinking habits. Like, there's two things to look at here. I don't think you can fix him before you look at yourself and make yourself better. Because it feels like this counting drinks thing is a reaction to how you're being when you're together. I would also say,
like, let's think of it this way. Let's say she took juice cleanse, right? Let's say like she's super annoying, super antsy on a juice cleanse, but it's something she does. She likes to do it every month or so, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But when she's on it, she's kind of a bitch because she's hungry.
Gotta do it.
You could still do it. Just don't be around a person that like, it's not like their job to like deal with your negative energy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You could do whatever you want, but then like that doesn't give the other person, I mean, they have to like deal with you.
You're not their luggage to carry around.
Exactly.
It could be a chore. I mean, for this guy, I would also like the way you're living your life where you're like very stringent on rules and drinking, not drinking nights, Thursday to Sunday, you know, what did you say? Sunday to Thursday are no drinking nights and I work very hard and I'm going to, and I am a hard charging woman. And it's like, fine, good for you. maybe plan a night with you and your guy in the same way. Maybe he feels a little left out.
You think that could be part of it, I guess.
Could be part of it too. Like, where you're doing these girls' nights, and listen, you and I as a couple, we only get so many nights together.
Right.
So it's like, oh, that girls' night automatically, now I'm out, so I can't be in on that girls' night, which is fine. But if you're not putting a level of participation into your own relationship, maybe the guy feels like, hey, what's going on these girls' nights? Why do you need so many of them
right. On
the only few nights that you're willing to go out?
And then you come back and you're all... I could see why a guy might be annoyed if it's like you do these girls' nights, you get super drunk, you come home and you're all irritated with him
every
time you go out without him.
Girls' nights only annoy guys when it feels like they're doing it to see other guys.
Oh.
I've been in situations where you're with a girl and she's like... Tonight is the girls' night. We will not miss it. And you're
There's
like, whoa.
No boys allowed.
Why do you need this so badly?
Right.
And then you just see the pictures of them like flirting and being around other guys. And it's like, yeah, it feels like you're trying to get something out of this that you're not getting in this relationship.
Right. Or put some energy into like doing something fun with like
totally.
Your actual relationship.
I have friends that are married and they do this thing like they'll do a, they do an adult night.
Right.
Once every 6 months. Have I talked about it on the set?
Oh, I think so. Yeah, they do. They go into like, they rent a hotel
room. They get a hotel
room
together. They get fucked up together.
Sounds kind of fun.
They get dressed up. They might do some recreational things together. But they're like, we're having the biggest fucking night.
Right. That
on
sounds
that night.
Nice.
And then we're just, and then we got it out of our system.
It's something
for
that
month.
Involves the other person that they're like part of, not like this fun thing that you're doing that they're not invited to or allowed to go to.
Totally. And if there's something about the girls' night where it kind of feel like, I'm not saying, and guys do this too. This isn't.
Yeah, they're guys have their own little guy.
Anytime
things,
there's like a night
right.
thing where it's put together, there's a lot of times in relationships where it feels like you've put more work into the girls' or guys' night than you've ever put into.
Right.
The nights with your significant other.
Yeah, no, I definitely can understand that. I think that's kind of hurtful.
Hurtful. Right? And a lot of girls, what they'll do is they'll be like, whoa, we're the old couple. And then all of a sudden, they're not the old couple on this girls' night.
Like, right.
That's the night they decided on a crop top. Where the fuck's my crop top, bitch?
Right. You want to see the crop top when you go out. Yeah.
I want to see the half a titty that came out.
That's funny.
I used to be one of those people who thought they didn't have time to prioritize wellness, but I recently came across Allo Moves and now my whole mindset has changed. The app makes it easy to keep my wellness routine on track because they have everything in one place. Yoga, Pilates, fitness classes, mindfulness, self-care tips, healthy recipes, and so much more. To me, living a healthy, mindful life is really about your mindset, and all of the things that Allo Moves have in their app contribute towards a well-balanced, healthy life. It's not just workouts. It's also meditations. It's also fitness classes. It's also yoga. It's things that calm your mind, healthy recipes, just to give you an overall lifestyle pick-me-up. And I think all of these things are equally important to having the healthy life that you want. So that's why I love that you can find it all in one place with Allo Moves. From beginner to advanced, Allo Moves has the flow or class that will fit your schedule. Their classes range from 5 minutes to an hour, depending on what I'm feeling that day. If you're trying to get in a good sweat, then you've got to try their award-winning workouts like sweat-inducing yoga flows, HIIT classes, or reformer Pilates workouts with or without weights. Or maybe you'd rather find stress relief with meditations, affirmations, face yoga, gua sha, dry brushing, and journaling for those quiet moments. Unlock your personal wellness routine with Allo Moves. Go to allomoves.com now and use their code UUP for an exclusive 30-day free trial and enjoy 20% off an annual membership. That's allomoves.com, code UUP. allomoves.com, code UUP.
Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace. They have a curated collection of investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry. Each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts. You can buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. That's Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10.
Let's do some more.
All right.
Games?
Let's do some games, yeah. Okay.
A lot of people asking red flag or deal breakers, just in general. Like when I'm out.
Like what do you think of them?
Have you gotten
any interesting ones?
A lot of I can't remember, but just a lot of people like coming up to me randomly, being like, "What do you think of this one?" And I'll be like, a lot
any
of feedback
ones?
On the bestiality conversation we had. I gotta say,
what do they think?
You were oddly calm. It's a lot.
I've never had sex with an animal, to my knowledge. I know one I've dated has, but, you know.
One of my friends, she wrote me a message being like that she was listening to that part, and she was like, I guess there's some country where the tradition is that the men take the boys out to fuck a goat.
Oh, my God.
And it's like, that could be a thing where the guy, like, fucks a goat, gets an H-1, you know, visa, goes
and
to school here,
husband,
normal
yeah.
person.
Okay. So I was too calm. I have to get more
up. That's the whole thing about this podcast, honesty. Right.
I'm just saying, I'm being realistic. I think, you know, a wedding's expensive. I find out the day of, like, I've got a whole honeymoon. I've already taken the days off of work.
Deal with a dog blowjob.
I don't know. I mean, I'd like to be the kind of person who gets more worked up over that, but...
Listen, we all are who we are. Sometimes we're not.
It's not okay. It's not okay. But
sometimes we don't look as good as our Instagram pictures would put us out to be.
I wish my Instagram pictures reflected that I was more angered at the concept of bestiality
and spent more time in a cave peering out.
Exactly.
Red flag or deal breaker? Okay. Invites you over to their house, and you find out that their room is covered with Batman memorabilia.
And everything else is great.
Everything's great. Big Batman guy. Or some version of comic book stuff.
Right. Red flag.
It's fine.
Red flag. I can work with that, I think.
What if he... Okay, so I think it's hot. I'm like...
You're into that.
If I came back and the girl like had a whole Batman, Batgirl...
What if it's Barbie?
Barbie.
You're into it.
You know why I'm into it? Because then it's going to get kinky. I've been to Comic-Con before.
Okay.
And if you're super into this and anything, you're going to dress up as that thing
You're all about the new girls.
New girl. Right. Same girl, new girl.
Different. She's got one night she's Batwoman, whatever, Catwoman, the next whatever night, the fuck her name is.
She's my girlfriend. Yeah. Okay. I love that.
Yeah.
So to me, I'm like, this adds a whole dimension where
could
I'm like...
point to some commitment thing? Maybe. Perhaps.
Who knows? But to me, I'm looking at that and I'm like, all right, Barbie night is happening.
You're into it. Okay.
Yeah, because she's so into it that like, I'm sure there's an element of sexuality that comes out of this. I'm sure for the guy, if he's got a Batman bedroom and then all of a sudden you're fucking Batman.
He's got a Clark Kent Superman kind of thing going on.
Yeah, that could be hot.
Yeah, it could be. It's funny because like the things that men and women sort of value in sex and relationships. I'm like stability. I want to know. You're gonna know the girl could be different. I want to know the guy's gonna be like
the same.
The same.
That same he's not, boner.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, yeah. I think probably especially the longer you're in a relationship that. But in the beginning, I'd be like, I want this person to be normal.
But also it's their high school bedroom.
It's their high school room.
You know, they're...
Their high school room. I'm talking about their... I was thinking like their city.
Oh, maybe their current apartment.
Yeah. Are you not
covered
into
that?
That stuff?
You know what girls get weird about? Like if you come back and they're like, that's my blanket for my whole life. Do you have that like...
My blankie?
Yeah, your blankie.
No,
still?
I don't... I'm not... I didn't really grow up in too sentimental of a...
no,
a home
stuffed
like
animal. No,
there's nothing that I'm like... No, I'm like a little, I'm a fucking bitch. I'm above that.
Well, hold on. Red flag or deal breaker. You go back to a guy's apartment
and his
bed is fully made. And then there's like an old bunny rabbit that's obviously
in his
apartment. Like childhood bunny. And he's like,
it would be a turn.
He's like, oh, that's Hop Hop.
It would be a turn off. It would be a
turn. Now let's fuck.
Okay. My boyfriend went to the University of Miami.
Okay.
And I went to see his apartment once and he has this University of Miami like gnome.
Okay.
Like, he had like a balcony in his room. He has like a gnome out there. And I was like
the Travelocity gnome?
It looks like a gnome, but it's like branded.
Like a lawn
for,
gnome?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like branded with
it's
the,
like plastic.
Miami,
it's got the
whatever
Miami, yeah.
Shit on it. I didn't say anything at first, but then like a couple months in, I was like, can you get rid of those? Like they're creeping me out. I don't like them.
Really? Yeah. Well, that's not like a Hop Hop. That's not really, you know.
It's not as weird, but it's like, it's kind of like, this is your decor style.
Sure.
I'd prefer it wasn't.
There are things you don't want to see while fucking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like you like, all of a sudden you're like on top and then all of a sudden you look over, there's a gnome.
Yeah.
You know, you don't want to see that. Or like, you know, I'll be like fucking, then all of a sudden I got to look into the one eye that's left on the, you know, the bear that she had from her fucking mom's tit, you know, like, like, you know, like her, like,
so
baby bear.
Are you okay with that?
I'm okay with it, but put it away. It's like not, the dog watching you fuck is just as weird as their childhood doll.
It doesn't feel like an adult thing. Yeah.
It feels like they're holding on to something.
Right. You want to feel like you're like having sex with a grown up. Ish.
Yeah. I mean, I do understand like it's
for
your,
a man anyway. I think there's like a.
Yeah. But like, I understand like that's your doll from childhood. It's what connects you to your home. Like, I don't think I'd be out. But at the same time, I'd be like, put it away. Like, right. It doesn't need to be in the bed with us, you know, while, you know, like, I don't want to, like, have my arm around your bear while I'm getting a blowjob.
It's okay to have some mystery in a relationship. You can have some weird shit that you just, is just for you. All right. They've never masturbated before.
Never masturbated before. I think that's, see, the only way that would come up.
I feel like that would come up. I think that's a thing you ask in relationships.
But like, are we going to have sex? And I'm like, and then
you wouldn't know,
like,
for a while, maybe.
Never masturbated before. I guess it's.
By the time you knew, you wouldn't, it would be fine.
It's a really big red flag to me.
Right.
Not a deal breaker, but a big red flag.
I feel like as a, for a guy, it might be a deal breaker. Cause I mean, would just be like, I don't, are you like a serial killer or something going on? I don't.
Also, how much cum is going to come out of you?
Terrifying. Like, what's going on?
I wouldn't blowing that dude. Oh yeah.
Have
my
you ever met
God.
A guy who'd never jerked off before? I don't think that's possible, right?
I've never heard of such
I would a assume he had some weird religious psychosexual disorder or something. I don't know.
Where does the cum go?
I don't know. How does the male anatomy
it's like coming
work?
Out of their mouth because
it it's
built
out,
up.
Right?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
And like 40-year-old virgin, I kind of seem like he like didn't masturbate.
Yeah, did.
Right? I didn't even really.
It's
like,
also a movie.
It's not. That wasn't a documentary.
No. It's also so weird. I just, for a guy, it's fucking batshit. Yeah. I don't know why for a woman, I don't. I'm like, there's some level of like I could understand it.
It's just a different. There's nothing. I mean, it's not a. There's no like semen. It's like a.
I want a girl masturbating a lot. Like I want to know. I want a girl to be like to masturbate a lot just to understand where I'm coming from.
You want her to have the same sex drive as you.
Not the same, but I want her to be like, I get it. I got to fucking masturbate too. Like, I don't know. Also, that's where they might have their own toys. You know, when someone's like a bigger masturbator, that means they've got like a whole like, you know, like in Bond when they open the window and there's all the guns. Like, I want to see that level of toys with the girl. She's like, oh, I'll go with, you know, the ramrod today.
So you think of it as a sign that she's sexually adventurous.
Yeah.
Or like, rather the lack of it is a sign that she's not really down for that.
Not sexually adventurous at all. Yeah. Doesn't know. Also, when you masturbate, you start to know your own body more.
Right.
You know what you like. No one knows you than you. So the more you masturbate, like, I'm assuming the more fun it would be to go down on a girl who masturbates a lot because
she knows what she wants.
She knows where the fucking hidden keys to Omek's tomb are.
right. Okay, last one. They say in all sincerity that their ex is worse than Hitler, and they're not even like trying to exaggerate.
It's a deal breaker. Deal breaker. First of all, because
my dad used to say that about my mom.
Really.
After their divorce.
Worse than Hitler. No smile, no smirk.
What?
No smile, no irony
like
to it.
Your mother is just fucking Hitler.
It's unbelievable. Here's the thing.
And he is the child of Holocaust survivors. So that'll tell you what kind of chat. Like,
that's how bad things got.
That was.
I mean, would you deal break? So red flag or deal break, what would you do?
I think it would definitely be a very. If they were willing to say that, okay, yeah, if I could get them to admit they were exaggerating, red flag. But if they were just like, no, like, I think she's literally the worst person I've ever, blah, blah, blah. I'd be like, you don't, I think it would be a deal breaker just because they clearly would have a lot of angst.
It's a deal breaker because also, like, if you have to, I just believe in empathy. Like, I believe in, like.
You don't believe in good people and bad people.
No, I believe in gray people. I believe that we all live in the middle somewhere and on a spectrum, sort of for good and bad. And I think everyone's trying. Mm-hmm. I don't think anyone's going out there trying to be a bad person to other people. Maybe some people are better at being good people than other people. But any relationship I've had, if they were listening to this podcast, I would always, you know, there would be no evil thing that would come out of my mouth about them because I don't think of them. Have we had bad moments?
Right.
Yeah. Do I think they acted wrongly in certain places? Yes, but I acted wrongly in certain places. So
yeah.
I would hope that anyone
has like a nuanced view of like of every person, especially someone they've dated. I can see that.
That's what I'm saying. You are better. Every ex made you the person you are today.
Right.
And you're a good person.
And
so they're
yeah.
part of that good thing.
Right. And everyone has a reason for having acted in whatever fucked up way they did.
Sure.
And it's usually not about
you.
Right.
So for this person to hold on to it like that, I don't think this person
has the same perspective as you.
That and is doing okay themselves.
Right.
Like them on their own, they have issues in their own mind.
I agree. My dad has since learned to let go of some of his anger.
Well, this is what I'm saying.
No, I agree. Like, it's what I'm saying.
It's your
like,
own problem.
It's more right because it's like if you're holding on to that anger and you're like seeing this person in this one way, then you clearly haven't like really gotten perspective on the situation.
Yeah, and I think anyone out there who has an ex, you know, nobody wants, and I think that's like a lot of times why guys like put off breakups.
Right.
No, guys really don't want someone out there. I don't think, maybe it's not just a man thing, but like, I don't think anyone wants someone out there like hoping for them to fail.
Right.
You know, like, that's
you don't want anyone who like wishes ill on you, right?
Yeah. And I think that's, so like for me, like if someone was like, that ex is worse than Hitler, I'd be like, hey, maybe that's not done for you yet.
Right.
Maybe that
or
relationship.
You haven't worked through that
You
yet.
Haven't worked through it right, yet. Yeah. So you're not ready to be with me.
Right. I agree with that. That's a good answer. All right.
That's our episode.
Thank you for listening. Don't forget to rate.
Rate, review, subscribe. And also, just tell a friend. Take a screenshot of you listening. We know you love the podcast. I mean, the feedback has been
amazing.
Unreal. And we know you love it and are enjoying it. So that makes us feel good. But we want to keep this thing going and growing. So keep telling the friends and spreading the word. And UUP@Betches.com. Send in anything you'd like. We'll be back.
See you next week. Bye.
Betches.